Father Peter Mary Rooke is a man with the charism or the gift of healing. His work as a Servite father takes him throughout the Christian world visiting Marian shrines. The Servites are dedicated to Mary and devote their lives to spreading devotion to her. Father Peter Rooke, OSM, was born on October the 12th, 1916, in Superior, Wisconsin, in the United States of America. He's one of 13 children, the son of Anthony Daniel Rooke and Joanna McGarry. As a child, he was blinded in a serious accident, and he turned to prayer in the hope of recovering his eyesight. Slowly, his eyesight returned, and this healing, which he attributes to Jesus Christ, led Father Peter to his vocation, becoming a Servite in 1942. He was ordained in the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows, Chicago. The Servites are the Order of the Servants of Mary, OSM, an order of mendicant friars, religious men who lead a monastic life, founded in 1233 by a group of seven cloth merchants of Florence. These men, known collectively as the Seven Holy Founders, left their families and occupations to withdraw outside the gates of Florence and live a life of poverty, penance, and fellowship. In 1244, after prayer and with the advice of St. Peter Martyr, the Dominican preacher, they adopted Augustine's rule and the black habit, which became distinctive of the Servites. At this time also, they decided to retain the name Servants of Mary, which they had earlier been called by the people. The Servites' apostolic work consists primarily in preaching, the administration of parishes, giving missions, and in fostering devotion to Mary, especially under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows.
I think if anyone should be aware of Our Lady's apparitions and the Marian shrines where she is has allegedly appeared, a servant of Mary should be there. As a matter of fact, the Servites have many Marian shrines in the world. Here we are in Knock. We want to first speak about our Blessed Mother's apparition here. The date, August the 21st, and the year 1879. Himself to come among us as a man, he fulfilled the plan you formed long ago and opened for us the way to salvation. Now we watch for the day, hoping that the salvation promised us will be ours, when Christ our Lord will come again in glory. And so with all the choirs of angels in heaven,
we proclaim your glory and join in the unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In 1953, Father Rookey was elected to the office of the Assistant General of the Servite Order, which placed him in Rome. The office allowed him to do extensive traveling in Belgium, Ireland, Lapland, Africa, and the Middle East and Germany.
Good morning, Olivia. Just fine. I got your phone call late last night, so I couldn't return. I wanted to call you anyway. Are you okay out there?
Father Peter ministers near and far by telephone, post, and sometimes he gets the opportunity to visit old friends.
I believe Senator Sean Lennon was the only Catholic senator.
Oh, yes. Jerry Lennon, yes.
Yeah, and... Or Jerry,
You always liked to become friendly with senators.
Yeah. Well, actually...
St. Louis, Missouri has the oldest basilica west of the Mississippi and is a center of traditional faith in America. Father Peter visits St. Louis once a month.
You, O Lord, will mark iniquities. Lord, who shall stand? For with you there is mercy and plenteous redemption. From the morning watch, even until the night, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Praise Jesus. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Just fill me with your Holy Spirit now.
For example, in Pentecost Day, the people that received the Spirit received terrific gifts with that Spirit, and that sometimes happens. When I lay hands on people, they all of a sudden receive the gift of tongues, and they begin speaking in tongues very glibly, just as happened on Pentecost Day. And so these are all little touches of the Lord and a sign in our times of how strong the Spirit is. Often I keep harking back to the divine healer, Jesus. He would tell people, be of good cheer, your faith hath made you whole. And perhaps nothing exteriorly was visible. Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you.
Father Rookey, this first healing service that he gave at Visitation of Our Lady, there was a gentleman that was in a wheelchair for quite a number of years, and he got up and walked out of his wheelchair. And the next thing you knew, though, we then saw the pastor go up and be blessed also. That was one of the things. And we have also been having pilgrimages, and on one of the buses I was on, there was a lady that could not talk, and she would write everything. And when we got to our destination, she wanted Father Rookie to pray over her. And he did. He prayed over her throat. And after he did that, she then said, "Thank you, Margaret." And I said, "Well, don't thank me." I said, "You thank our Lord, because through Father Rookie, our Lord has been working some very powerful healings." And there are many, many healings that have happened through these pilgrimages with Father Rookie.
When did I start or feel that the Lord was leading me to help people to be healed? I believe really seriously I began in Northern Ireland in Benburb, County Tyrone, when seven of us unholy founders, led by the real founder, Father James Mary Keane, went to found the Servite Order in Benburb, County Tyrone. And I went over there in August of 1948, and shortly after we arrived, the people were constantly coming to asking for a blessing, and some of them came back and said they had received a healing, or were cured, as they say there.
Set in the luxurious countryside in the north of Ireland, Benburb was the first foundation of the Servites in that country. In its grounds are the remains of one of the castles of the famous O'Neill clan, who were the cultural leaders of Ireland in the 17th century. It was fitting that such a place be selected for the foundation of a center of new spiritual leadership.
Sometimes the people would come and ask for a blessing, and many of them came back and said they were cured. And so, first thing you know, this whole area was filled with buses, and we had to have the services outside. There were so many. And that's how we began in dead earnest in the healing ministry.
Over the years, Benburb has developed into a center of healing, prayer, and peace. Many international conferences and meetings are held here.
Back to our first days here, a lady got up in the packed church there in St. Agnes and said that her parents brought her here to the priory when she was a child. She was born blind, and the doctors told her parents there was absolutely nothing they could do for her. And I blessed her with St. Philip Benizi, who's the one usually blessed children with his relics. And I told the parents, simply say this short prayer: Our Lady and St. Philip Benizi, pray for us, over and over. on their way back to Belfast where they lived. And halfway between here and Belfast, I believe it was near Portadown, she was fooling with the blind in the taxi in this car that they had taken, and all of a sudden this blind child saw the first time.
The 5 years I spent from 1948 to 1953 in Ireland, the blessings were quite simple. The service was quite simple. We blessed people and sprinkled holy water upon them, used the sacramentals. We blessed them with our saints, like St. Philip Benizi, St. Peregrine, the cancer saint, and so on. Later on, with the charismatic revival in the church, we had regular healing services then, as we're accustomed to see now on the TV and so on. Carry on a healing service in the atmosphere of the Eucharist and have a healing mass, or if that is not feasible, to have our Blessed Lord exposed where we have the healing, if it's at all possible.
To his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be ever one of them." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord."
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
Las Vegas. Well, I wouldn't, I don't know whether I would be able to, well, the Lord willing, if he called me here, I'm sure I would, you know, adapt. It's a pretty wild place for for a priest. But, you know, the what we don't realize is the faithful here simply work for this, all of this. They're not, you know, they're not part of the flow, ebb and flow of people that come from all over to, just to, you know, have a good time here. So they're, the people here are very devout people. There are lots of prayer groups, and the Spirit of God is very apparent here.
Everything going?
Oh, just great. That's great.
When you come to Chicago again?
I'm sorry, but not till after May.
It's one church here, Holy Family Church, that has a regular Medjugorje center. Father Franzinelli is the pastor, very spirit-filled man. He's been to Medjugorje many times.
In the heart of rural Yugoslavia, Medjugorje is a village set among the hills of the Neretva Valley. It's a place where recently veneration of the Virgin Mary has grown at a rate unprecedented in church history. Our Lady miraculously appeared before a group of village children in 1981 and continues to appear there daily. Every year, thousands of pilgrims gather here to pray and give thanks. Many come to seek solace and peace. Here too we find Father Peter at work.
Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus. Jesus, when the sun goes down.
It's his closeness to God. When a person becomes so close to the Lord becomes so alive in them. As Paul said, not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth within me. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. And when a person becomes closer and closer to God, then the Jesus within them touches out and heals in his name. And I find with Father Peter Rooty, the power of the Lord is so strong, and his charisma, you can see, if you look up, you do not see Father Rooty, but you see the power of Jesus there. As Father Peter would say himself, all credit goes to the Lord.
The cross Father Peter uses in blessing people during his healing services contains relics of the Servite saints, St. Peregrine, St. Anthony Pucci, St. Juliana, St. Philip Benizi, and the seven holy founders of the Servite Order.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I come before you.
I come before you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I am sorry for my sins.
Well, I was handed this prayer, as I recall, in a slightly different form by some devout person in Chicago several years ago, and it had the elements of the healing preparation for the healing services, and I felt, and so I adopted it and altered it a bit, and brought in Our Lady and the saints and so on.
Lord Jesus,
I
come before you.
I come before you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I am sorry for my sins.
I am sorry for my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
In your name.
In your name.
I forgive all others.
I forgive all others.
For what they have done against me.
For what they have done against me.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
The evil spirits.
The evil spirits.
And all their works.
And all their works.
I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus.
I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
I invite you into my life, Jesus.
I invite you into my life, Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
My God.
My God.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Please heal me.
Please heal me.
Change me.
Change me.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me.
In body, soul, and spirit.
In body, soul, and spirit.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I shall follow you.
I shall follow you.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
Mary, Mother of Sorrows.
Mary, Mother of Sorrows.
Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace.
All you holy angels and saints.
All you holy angels and saints.
Please come to our aid.
Please come to our aid.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
One day the apostles said to Jesus, "We don't know how to pray. Please teach us." So our Lord said, "When you pray, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin. Protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I give you peace, my peace I leave you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
During the healing mass, there's usually testimony given as to the power of the Lord to cure, and evidence is given of healings which occurred as a result of divine intervention.
We came to Father Rooney, again through all of you, prayers were said. The night when we left, we were getting in the van and his legs collapsed. He was that weak. He had his oxygen tank with him. That was on a Sunday. Thursday, he went back to the doctor, couldn't understand it, walked on a treadmill, did really fine. They said, well, wait, we're going to take the oxygen away, see what you can do. Did better. The doctor came behind the nurse and said, I don't understand this. We're going to take the oxygen away, totally away. My dad has been free of the oxygen since that day. We pray and we thank God for that.
The radiation didn't work. And my friend here, Rita, who knew about Dr. Rooney, when he came into town, she took me to one of the his healings. And I was not a firm believer that that was going to do anything great. But when he touched me, I felt something go through me. And after they had given me, just a week before that, had given me another maybe 3 months to live, I am now, it's 3 years. And I don't give the credit to Father Rooney. He is the instrument that Jesus works through in the power of our Lord. And I thank the Lord every day that he chose him for that instrument, to be that instrument, and to bring us together. But I thank him more for the work that Father Rooney has done all around the world, and in the name of Jesus.
The whole question of healing is in God's hands.
In many ways, Father Peter's life has come full circle. As we know, he was ordained in Chicago, and now he's based there again in the parish of St. Dominic's. In Chicago, Father Peter holds services for the many prayer groups who meet in homes throughout the city.
I renounce Satan, evil spirits, and all their works. And I give you my entire self, Lord Jesus, now and forever. I invite you into my life, Jesus. I accept you as my Lord, God, and Savior. Heal me, change me, strengthen me, God.
Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
We pause long enough to see Jesus in each other. Peace be with each one of you. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, Father.
Peace be with you. Are you Irish?
Oh,
all Irish. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world. Mercy on us. This is Jesus, born of our Blessed Mother, suffered, died, rose again, so that we could do the same. Happy are we who receive him. O Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Say the word, and I shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, bring us to everlasting life. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, bring us to everlasting life. It's only in recent decades that since the charismatic movement really came in that the mainline Christian persuasions also have allowed this to be exercised to any great extent. Up until now, only saints did this sort of thing. And of course, if somebody dared to lay hands and ask God to heal a person, then there was a kind of question mark. Do you think you're a saint? sort of thing. But of course, we know that God works through sinners. That's all he has to work with, because in the sight of God, all of us are sinners. And he takes the least likely of us, and I think this fits me to a T, to carry out his wonderful work. And that makes it very obvious who is doing the work: God, not the person.